platform. We have to be patient as a coaching staff, not to rush to judgment, but make certain that we correct the mistakes that they made and accentuate the positives that were on this field as well.
When you look at approximately 38 guys, how many do you say, geez, I hope five make the team, or, you know, because some of these guys are long shots and may become possibilities, or vice versa.
You know, the good thing is that there a lot of guys were looking to provide good quality depth. Out of this camp, there may be one or two guys that come and actually be a main contributor right away. We are not planning on that being the case, given the talent we have in terms of our veteran core and the guys that have CFL experience. But we want to make certain that we provide ourselves with good quality depth and choose the right people to move forward with.
Do you remember, did you go to a rookie camp? Do you remember what that feeling is like for these guys? You know, just sort of be worried about everything?
Yes, you're in a new country, a new environment for a lot of guys coming out of CIS. You're in the big leagues in terms of professional football. So many different things that you have to adjust to. And once you get out on the field and get that first day behind you, now you realize you're playing football again. And all the exterior things in terms of just living in a hotel or living in the on campus in a dorm, those things really don't matter anymore because you have the chance to look forward to football.
Do you wonder how many times you'd be asked about the starting quarterback, Giles, and replacing Ray, or is it Gary Joseph? I mean, do you like that the two guys seem to be comfortable with someone being the number one? Replacing Ricky and moving on?
No, I'm not going to get tired of that question. I mean, that's the question coming into camp. And it's something that we've, as a coaching staff, decided that we're going to not allow those guys to throw in a rookie camp because we know that they're going to take the vast majority of the reps in the main camp. Those two guys have established a very good rapport with each other. They're already communicating even during the offseason. They communicated a few times, worked out with each other, so they have a good relationship. It's going to be a very competitive one between the two of them. Steven obviously coming number one on the depth chart, but we expect that Kerry's going to make him really work to keep that spot.
This is kind of a sidebar thing. Yeah. You got a kid named Joe Gibbs.
Yes.
Cap, did you notice that name right away?
Yeah, because I'm a Redskins fan, right? he's a young man I saw down in Mobile, and when he came out and worked out at Paul's camp, was very impressed with his athleticism, very impressed with his football IQ, very impressed with his character. The young man had one of the best workouts I've seen in all I even have in my time coaching, and we were fortunate we were able to sign him, and he didn't take the offer from another league, so we're looking for some good things, and hopefully he can adjust and acclimate himself to the game up here and stand in the offensive alignment for us.
Any news on any draft picks yet signing?
Hi, we have Justin Capicotti here. We have Ryan King here. We have those guys in camp. We didn't expect, obviously, to have our left tackle, Mr. Pastor, here. Shamat, we're working on it. Eric made an absolutely very good offer, and we're continuing to make certain that we work on that. We expect that he'll be here soon.
Gives us Stephen Friday with the sidelines. Is this a previous injury kind of thing?
No. It's a missing a flight kind of a thing. Yeah. He's that guy that we're probably going to have to knock on his door in the morning and say, hey, look, it's time to go. No, he missed his flight. We're going to get him medical and all that stuff for tomorrow, so we can legally put him on the field without having a medical. That's the situation.
Any other new bodies you expect tomorrow?
Yeah, we have a defensive back, Mark Parson, that should be in tomorrow. Flight situation. He should be here, and we probably will have another offensive lineman coming in tomorrow. We need the depth.
Okay, so what's the point or what's the advantage of having, you know, rookies and QBs show up a couple days early?
It's to try to help them get acclimated to the game before the veteran guys come in and have that distinct advantage because they know the size of the field. They understand the game. They've worked with the down motion. They've worked with the 12th guy on the field. So this is an opportunity for those guys to have 3 days where everyone's on the same page and get acclimated together. Also get the language down because a lot of guys, there are some nuances in terms of terminology difference coming from the States and coming from CIS. And hopefully this opportunity to have an intimate time with the coaches will allow them to get fairly close in terms of being up to speed with the veteran guys.
Is there anything to having 3 extra days to catch the coaches' eye too?
Yes, that's very important because they get the reps and we get the film and we're exclusively focused on them and evaluating them. And I think that's a very good point, Morley, because it gives them an opportunity to really say, hey, I'm looking at this player and not 78 guys.
might have been asked already, but the documentary crew that's here is, how are you dealing with that? It doesn't seem like something that you would go for.
First pill of the year is coming out.
I think you're very photogenic, Coach.
Sometimes I start to ask a question,
and as it's coming out,
yeah.
I'm just like, this is
going to shot back and it takes over.
This isn't going to end well.
You probably are. You probably got so good at it.
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Well, maybe I'll rephrase it. What's it like to have two of your quarterbacks with the camera helmets and all that?
No, that was something that I wanted done with the helmet cam. That's not a part of the documentary. Okay. That's something that during the off season I wanted to do it last year. We didn't have the resources available to get it done. This year we do. That's a different perspective for us because now we can say we see what the quarterback sees. Truly see what the quarterback sees. And when you're going through the process of trying to make certain you find the right quarterback, you have to use every avenue available to you to make the decision, the correct decision. So, no, that's something that you'll probably see through the main campus. Well,